guys, so welcome back to my podcast. This is a podcast where I connect science to Christianity with all other religions, and we talk about the light. I connect all of that to what the most ultimate feminine energy would be. So, let's go. So, there's a scripture, right? This is part two of don't marry him. So, to just recap, right? In Revelation 22:15, it says that outside are dogs. Wait, I'll go back to 14. It says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. That tree of life is heaven. That heaven is in your mind. It's nowhere else. It's in your mind. Hell is also in your mind. The spirit realm is also in your mind. As a matter of fact, the mind is the spirit realm. Okay? Because there's a scripture that talks about how we cast down imaginations. Those are images that raise themselves above the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. What is the spirit realm? Is the realm of thoughts and images. Okay, so just to recap from part one, but outside, right, so Revelation 22:14-15, that tree of life is in our mind and may enter through the gates into the city. How do we enter into that gate? We enter into that gate with thanksgiving, and we enter into his court with praise, right? And then it says in verse 15, but outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. So, but outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers. That is all the dog spirit. That is all the spirit of Jezebel. That is all one or the other. They're both the... Here's the thing, right? What I notice is that when one spirit is married to another, you are that thing. You are that spirit. You are that mindset. And so if you have the mindset of, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, that's so tangible for us because we understand that there's neurotransmitters and information can cause a neuron or a cell to fire or to input a neurotransmitter. If you have a negative thought, and this is what the kingdom of hell would be, the kingdom of darkness, or the kingdom of death. This is what happens to your body. When your body starts to lose light in various places, or when that thought is just reoccurring and reoccurring and reoccurring, what's happening is it is causing light to not go to that part of your body, and that's when you start getting cancers. That's when you start getting sicknesses that the doctor just has no idea how to even tell. Dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these are derived from thought. They're all derived, and I heard a pastor say, you know, it's not positive thought isn't going to heal you, it's Jesus. Well, you don't understand who Jesus is, because Jesus is positive thought, or else the Bible wouldn't tell you whatever's holy, whatever's praiseworthy, whatever's of good rapport, think of these things, whatever's pure, think of these things, right? And it's telling you that because that is what the kingdom of heaven is. That is what the kingdom of light is. So, this dog spirit, if you are married to the spirit of, if you have thoughts and a mindset of unbelief, you don't believe in yourself, or you have thoughts of adultery, or you have thoughts of sorcery, or you have thoughts of sexual immorality, or you have thoughts of hurting someone, violence, anger, those are thoughts of murder. If you have thoughts of of idolatry. Those are thoughts of vanity of yourself. Idolatry are thoughts of, you know, worrying about how you look all the time, how your makeup's on point, how your hair is on point, how your booty looks big in those pants. All of those thoughts are thoughts of idolatry, and those thoughts are thoughts of the dog, right? And this is what it's telling you, that outside of the gate, you will not make it into the kingdom of heaven if you're under the influence of these thoughts. Now, here's the thing, is that heaven and hell is now. Getting into heaven is now. You don't wait to die to get into heaven, or else the scripture wouldn't say that that heaven he's not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. So if that's letting us know that you literally have to be alive in order for you to get into the kingdom of heaven. And this is not talking, this is talking about, yes, a resurrection, but this is talking about a resurrection in your senses, in your mind, in your brain. If we're only using 10% of the brain, then that resurrection is when the mind is fully alive, the other 90% is fully alive. 230 is not the highest IQ. If we fasted and we took care of our blood, because our blood is where all of the glucose is running, and the blood runs to every organ of the body, and it fogs every organ of the body, and it fogs the brain. The first brain is the gut. Now, getting back to it, that man,
your husband, okay? Now, why am I saying that? I'm saying that, and I said all of what I just said, because it's going to lead up to what I need to explain to you about what happened to me with my marriage, okay? So, that man is not your husband. Now, if he's been married to another woman before you, he is not your husband. I mean, honestly, if he's married to, if he's married to the streets, he's definitely not going to be your husband. He is not going to be your husband. He's married to all things evil, right? Because the way he's making money, and, you know, one time I had a dream of these men that were going around stealing trees out of the planter. Like, there were trees inside of little planter pots, and they were really skinny, and they didn't have the ability, like, these trees looked like, you know, the new construction trees. That's what they looked like. They looked just very skinny, very frail. And the men were going around stealing trees. I misinterpreted that dream. I said, oh, there's thieves here. I did, but I didn't, right? Because, yes, there's thieves there. But what that dream was telling me was that those men were stealing souls. They were stealing and more specifically, because the trees weren't planted. And if we are trees, right? The scripture talks about us being trees. Jesus, when he healed the blind man, the man said, all I see is men walking around in trees. And Jesus tried a second time. It wasn't that Jesus made a mistake the first time. It's that Jesus was healing his mind first. He had to heal his mind before he healed his natural body, because it was his brain that was missing the light. It was his eyes that were missing the circuit. They weren't being fully powered. Now, when I married my ex-husband, I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, and I said to him, we got pregnant the night we got married. So I said to him, I'm not shacking. I'm not doing this. We are going to get this right, or I'm leaving. That's it. And it was such a, like, horrible experience. It was just the worst one ever. So there goes to say, and then 2 months before him and I got married, he divorced his wife. Now, the entire time that we'd been together, he lied and he said that he'd only been with his wife to get her residency papers. So that lie was strong and ongoing for years. Then finally we got married and we moved out to Cali. And then I was sitting in on our bed and I was worshiping and, you know, trying to hear from God, trying to figure out what was going on, whatever. And all I heard was one thing. A thought came across my mind and it said, adultery. That's it. Nothing else. And I said, adultery? How? How? We're legally married. Everything. And there goes to show that every law of the land isn't exactly law of the mind. And then you'll be around here sick and mentally ill and dealing with depression and dealing with all kinds of stuff because you think you're following the law and it's not the law of the mind. The law of the mind is like the law of gravity. It's going to happen. That's why, that's what the law of attraction teaches. It's the law of attraction teaches that so a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're thinking it, that's what you're going to inevitably attract. So, and when him and I, you know, oh God, when him and I were sitting on the bed, I said, okay, I just, you know, heard adultery. And I was like, but you weren't married to such and such, so and so. And then he was like, no, we were. And I was like, but you told me that you just married her for her papers. And he was like, I told you that? And then he was like, man, I really probably did tell you that. And then he goes, no, we were really married. Like, we really tried. Like, we had an abortion and we actually tried to get pregnant. That was like an actually planned pregnancy. And that's when we had, you know, my daughter and all of these different things. You guys, my stomach fell to the floor because I said, what have I done? Right? So, and you know what's funny? Is I had a dream, and in that dream, it was a beautiful pasture house, and it was like a little cottage, and I went in the cottage to what I knew to be our bed. And on our bed, he left me a note folded, and I picked up the note, and in my dream, I knew that he had left with the girl. And I picked up the note, and I read the note, and in the note, he wrote, now listen to this, y'all. This is how the spirit of witchcraft, false prophet, Jezebel, whatever you like to call it, spirit of adultery, it's all the same thing. The dog spirit, all the same thing. Oh, God. Yeah, so this is what I realized. This is what he said in the note. God said, you are not my wife. In the dream, he said that to me in the note. God said, you are not my wife. Something that he would have never said to me in, like, you know, person. Not at the time, because he still wanted me to be under the influence of that lie. Because he wanted me to stay with him. So when he said, no, we really, and blah, and I was like, oh, this is doomsday. This is literal doomsday. And, oh, my God, and, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Oh, I'm going to do that. Everything started, right? And my life, I could see my life going in a downward spiral. And I was someone who was, I was a college girl. I was a nerd. And it just diminished, it minimized my life into a girl on the run, because every single town that we went to, this man had a new situation going on with some new girl. So this is what I want to tell you, is a man who divorces his wife what he has done, because the root of entering into hell is an abandonment. Abandonment is the root. It is how this mindset or the spirit gets in, because abandonment is everything against and the opposite. It is the total antichrist of what Christ is. It is total anti-matter of what matter is. And matter is light. So now this is what I was seeing, right? I wasn't able to fully see what was happening, but if here where I am now in this time of my life, I'm able to look back and I'm able to say, okay, yeah, he was dealing with the spirit of abandonment. Why was he dealing with the mindset of abandonment? Because he learned that evil from his parents, right? He learned that evil from his father. Because there's no way that you can abandon someone if you've never been abandoned. Like that's an intelligence that you have to learn. So he learned the intelligence of that evil and he became it, fully became it. Also, and this is not, you know, cause you hear those stories where the girls are like, yeah, he did this to me. He did that to me. I did too. I fully became a dog. I had the mindset of a dog. I did not believe in myself. I did not believe in God. And God is me, right? If Psalm 86 says that you are all God's because you're the sons of the Most High, I did not believe in myself. I did not believe in God. I believed in him to a point because I believed in him, but I didn't trust him. So it didn't matter, like, you know, what I saw in the Bible. It just didn't matter because I didn't trust him. Now, he is not your husband if he was married before you. Hey, here's another thing too. If this man has a kid, be careful. You may not know if this man, and here's the thing too, because even if it's a kid or it is so important to get guidance from God, it's so important to test the spirits. There's a scripture that says you should not test the Lord your God. But provoking God and testing the spirits to see if this is God, those are two different things, right? To see if this, and God is truth. You should know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And there's another scripture that says that he who has patience possesses his soul. So if you have patience, you possess your body, possess your nervous system. The soul is the root of your spirit. The soul is the root of your spirit. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that this man really, in actuality, I mean, so much dating going around and it's so normalized that we have, we started to date and have sex in our dating. And that's not okay. That's not okay. That is what sexually immoral would be. Why? Because, one, God is telling you that that's not me. And nor will it ever be me. So what you're doing is you're joining yourself with a mindset of hell. The mindset of darkness. Your dreams, your business will not prosper. Something's always going to happen to you. Something's always going wrong. Something's always, you're just drama queen on top of drama queen. Do you get what I'm saying? And a lot of the times, like, I used to look at my life like, why is my life so upside down? Why is my life so hectic? Part of that had to do with witchcraft, but we're not going to get into that on this show. We're talking about how he's not your husband and you don't need to be having sex with him and he needs to go back to his wife. And you don't even know, right? Like second marriages, third marriage, we have to be really careful because this person, we're not even talking about like, this is how it's going to be a disadvantage to you. If he abandoned his first wife, what makes you think he's not going to abandon you? He's not going to steal, because this is the mindset of all things evil. There's only three spirits roaming around this earth. And It is pure hell. So what was happening to me, I'll tell you this. So my first 40-day fast, I started fasting, and it wasn't, I just gave up meat, right? And the Bible says not to be lovers of meat. There's a reason why. It's because there's a lot of blood in it, and it can really clog up your blood. There, it has a lot of blood in the meat. It has, and it's, guys, you have no idea how much I've been able to accomplish by just giving up meat and fasting from meat, fasting from fermented drinks, and fasting from, delicacies. That's what is called the Daniel fast. You would be able to do so much. You'd be able to gain so much smell. Get your five senses activated by just fasting from meat, and not even fasting, but making it a regular thing that you don't eat meat all the time. And hello.